T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 746 on 98.7 at 1330. KNSS, 746. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas now exceeds 1 million people vaccinated for COVID-19.
Two.
Sedgwick County Sheriff Deputy arrested facing domestic violence charges.
One.
A fourth night of unrest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota after a police-involved killing. 10 o'clock curfew now in effect. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And we still have crews on the scene of a traffic accident. This is southbound on I-135. It's right around Hydraulic. Traffic around there is actually getting around it fairly easily because it is off to the shoulder. But especially if you're exiting onto Hydraulic, you'll need to just slow down quite a bit as you hit that area again. Southbound I-135 at Hydraulic. Traffic update. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, how about some rain in the forecast? Partly cloudy, 30% chance for rain later today, and a high today of 56 degrees. Then a 100% chance for showers and maybe some storms tonight. The overnight low, 41. Friday, mostly cloudy, 90% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 47 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and 40 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Call to reserve a table on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch. 579 West Douglas in Delano. A social media giant has a new coronavirus vaccination location.
This is House Call for Health. Facebook has opened up a new vaccination site at its Menlo Park, California headquarters. It's being run by a local community health group and will be held on Saturdays for a few weeks. Luisa Bawada is CEO of Ravenswood Family Health Network, the group running the program.
So critical in these communities largely because people, in order to afford housing, often live in multi-generational households. They don't have the ability to have the separation, social distancing.
Earlier this year, Facebook also launched a tool for people in the U.S. to find information on where they can get vaccines. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And we have some traffic information for you with Jed Chambers this morning. Jed, what's shaking out there?
Looks like we have another traffic accident on I-135. This time it's northbound, and it's pretty close to 29th Street North. That's the area that we're looking at there. So between 21st and 29th northbound, we've got a traffic accident, and traffic is really slowing down there.
Most U.S. stocks rose on Wall Street Wednesday following an encouraging start to what's expected to be a thunderous earnings reporting season. But major indices still ended mixed as drops in several tech heavyweights, including Apple and Facebook, weighed them down. The S&P fell 16 points, easing below the record high it set a day earlier. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 138 points, but the Dow closed up by 53. Crude oil prices rose sharply on expectations that a resurgent economy will consume more energy. 6:50, make it 7:50 now, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS, and something new at Cargill in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Cargill's North American protein business, based in Wichita, has a new leader. Hans Cabot was named group leader and president. He'll take the local leadership role May 1st. Cabot has been with the company since 2001. He's held several executive roles with the company. He succeeds John Nash, who has moved on to another corporate executive role. Kabak comes to Wichita after leading Cargill's protein business in Asia and Europe. Another acquisition at a Koch Industries division, Koch Equity Development says one of its affiliates has purchased Transaction Network Services from Cirrus Capital Group. And as is usually the case, financial terms of the deal not disclosed. Koch made an initial investment in the Virginia-based company back in 2016. TNS helped secure billions of daily phone calls and electronic securities trades. Small Business Administration working out the details of its $28.6 billion restaurant revitalization fund ahead of what it said would be a late April launch. It also released a draft of the proposed application for business owners. The SBA is looking for an emergency review of the materials. One of the important details, the covered period under which businesses can spend the grant money, runs through March 11th of 2023. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I'm just thought of something recently, and yesterday we were talking about the way you started out when you were married, you and Gretchen, and you had nothing but a TV tray or something like that.
Right,
and
right.
Talking about all the things you did not have, you had something, though. You had a treasure in Gretchen. She is, I got to tell you.
Boy, that's no kidding. I hit the lottery with her.
You hit the jackpot there. I just want to correct the conception that you married badly. You married way over your head.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I hit the lottery. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it. Today is, I know you're going to celebrate National Banana Day, focusing on the nutritional fruit there. Low-cal. Low-fat snack. It's a boost in fiber, potassium, vitamins with B6 and C. Boy, banana's got a lot in it there. A lot going for it. How about that?
You can have the banana and you can honor Elvis at the same time by having one of those nanner and peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. He liked that, didn't he? Did you ever, when you were young, did you ever see a guy, and I think he appeared on Captain Kangaroo, where I first... So I'm a guy named a comedian named the Banana Man. Did you happen to see that guy?
Well, I don't remember that. Huh?
Okay, you need to Google that because I wouldn't Google it. But this was a gentleman who had
Look him up on YouTube.
He had these baggy clothes on, and he just kept pulling strings of bananas out of his clothing, and every time he did, he just say something like he never said anything. He didn't have a word, but it was just kind of funny the way he did it. I don't know. Captain Kangaroo, he put Captain Kangaroo on the floor, okay? He loved the banana.
Old, the old Banana Man.
The Banana Man. Quite an act. No words, just that. And when I think of bananas, I think of Ted's, the final scene of Ted's favorite movie.
Oh.
It was on this movie.
Mad World.
Yeah. And the guys are, remember this? All these guys have been banged up, and they're all in the hospital, And what happens then, Ted?
One of them throws a banana peel on the floor, and Ethel Merman takes
a monumental fall
right on her keister.
And they all start the movie. Laughing uproariously. All right.
And I'm sure back in the day, Bill Roy probably had a bicycle with a banana seat.
A banana? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Back in the 70s. Seat and a sissy bar. You bet.
Yep. Sissy bar. All right. Now, one other thing we want to mention here coming up in about a half hour. We're going to have a special guest on this morning, and I know you want to know about this, Bill. Dionne Warwick's going to be with us this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the big, big music star from the American culture and the Burt Bacharach era. So we're going to talk to her about 8:30 this morning, right?
Stars all want to be on with Steve and Ted.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Boy, no kidding.
And a quick mention of Bonnie Bing's birthday today. One of our favorite people. Of course, Bonnie... At one time, we had a regular segment with her every week. We had Bonnie on with us, but it became too much work for her, and she had to stop them. No. Bonnie's having a birthday, and I know that you've known her for years. You guys are on gridiron together.
You bet. We love her terribly.
And Bonnie having a birthday. Happy birthday, Bonnie Bing.
Happy birthday, Bon.
There we go. And we'd sing happy birthday, but no, we're not going to.
Probably not.
Thanks, gentlemen. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Not only do we have Dionne Warwick, we're going to have a news story for news for you. Fourth night of unrest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. That story and more news on the way. Ted has sports coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'll take a look at basketball re-emerging in Wichita this summer. We'll tell you about that. that.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way, too.
Yep, the great Dionne Warwick coming up at 8:30 this morning. Be here for that.
And traffic and weather as well. All in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.